Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
I love a good success story, don't you? Awesome. Let's talk about it today on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday show, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Hey, so you may recall, what was it? It's probably about a month ago. I had a coaching client in town, Angeline. All right. Angeline Waymire came into town. She lives in Dallas, and she came here for the sole purpose of getting her presentation tight, her PowerPoint, her message, really, her message. She wants to be a speaker, speak from stage, and she had an event that was coming up towards the end of July. Matter of fact, it was yesterday. She was asked to speak at an event. There might have been, I don't know how many people were there, maybe 100 or so. I may have the details a little sketchy there, maybe 150 tops, but let's just say 100 people were there yesterday. So the reason Angeline came to Cincinnati and hired me to coach her back in January, all the way back 6-7 months ago, she wanted to monetize what she's really passionate about, and that's helping people with their finances, but not kind of in a Dave Ramsey way, if you're familiar with him, more of a, hey, let's figure out anybody who can invest $10 a day can become financially free. It's just a math problem that we need to solve. Doesn't matter how many bills you have right now. Doesn't matter what you got going on. I will help you, and this is Angeline's program, I will help you alleviate all the fear, worry, and anxiety that always comes around money, always comes around money. So anyway, we spent some time here in Cincinnati, 2 days as a matter of fact, really hammering out her presentation so she'd be ready at the end of July when she was ready to speak. So when she came here, we worked on it, but let me tell you right up front, what we did not work on was, you know, how to be more salesy, how to use NLP techniques with your audience and all of that stuff. What we really wanted to do was separate Angeline from everybody else out there because, look, she's not the only speaker talking about how to have financial abundance and prosperity and all of that and how to take away all the fear, the worry, and anxiety around money. So how do you separate yourself? Like, if you want to be a speaker and you're out there, not even, what I teach and what you hear me talk about a billion times on this podcast and have for the past 15 years is messaging. It's all about your message. I mean, that's the one thing that's going to always separate you from everybody else out there. Whether you want to be a speaker or whether you're selling a cup of coffee, it's the message around it. Just think of any branding, McDonald's or, you know, I just went through McDonald's drive-thru and got a coffee. That's why I'm thinking about McDonald's. Dunkin' Donuts, I'm thinking of, but any business anywhere has a message around it. How about carpet cleaners? You ever see, when I was back in the Yellow Page days, back in 1990, as some almost 30 years ago selling Yellow Page ads, you know what all the carpet cleaners wanted in their ads? They wanted a toddler or a baby asleep or playing with a pet on the carpet. You know, they'd be asleep on the carpet. They passed out. Oh, look at little Johnny or Susie asleep on the carpet. Or they'd be playing with their little golden retriever puppy. Why? Because most of the time, it was the wife slash mom in the household who made those decisions about what kind of carpet cleaner we're going to hire. And if the wife slash mom and or were going to make those decisions, seeing a toddler on the rug playing on a nice clean carpet that didn't have dirt was an immediate seller. So every carpet cleaner had a photo of little Johnny on the carpet playing with the puppy. That's branding. That's messaging. That's the message that, you know, you can have our carpets will be so clean when we're done and we leave your home that your little kid is going to love. They'd be just playing on it. It's like just everything's clean. No problem. No dirt, no germs, no nothing. Okay. So when we were putting together Angeline's presentation, the one thing that became really obvious really fast was her story. okay? And if you don't recall, I think I shared Angeline's story on the podcast from when she was here. She grew up in China, and she was her parents left when she was 8 years old. So I'm like, boom, right there. That's your story. Your parents, why did your parents leave you? They didn't leave her, like abandon her. They went to another part of the country to go earn income, to go make money that they could send home when Angeline was living with her grandmother, you know? And so at the age of 8 years old, she was left to be raised by her grandmother, and then her middle school teacher took her in, and anything but her actual parents. And so why did her parents have to leave her at the age of 8 because they had to go make money? The very thing that she teaches about now, how to have financial prosperity and abundance, was brought on by what? By her greatest pain as a child at the age of 8. When you hear my podcast, what is the Everyday Saturday message? It's about me just wanting to do one thing. What's that? Be a dad. Why? Because mine left when I was 3 months old. Never had my dad, right? And growing up anywhere until I was 40-something years old, I chased him down, but I found him in Annapolis, Maryland, got his email or whatever, his contact information from one of my older brothers and sisters who still stayed in touch with him, and went and had a cup of coffee with him. All right. That kind of closed the loop. Everybody thinks Every Day is Saturday was created from my daughter, Madeline, which it was. Half of the equation was Daddy is Tomorrow Saturday. That's it. Just a daughter who wanted her dad to be around like he was on that one day a week. And I said, well, every day can't be Saturday now because I'm a stressed out corporate slave and buying things I can't afford with money I don't have to impress people that I don't even like. So yeah, not right now. Every day's Monday, but someday soon. But the other half of the equation was, the half of it was my 3-year-old daughter, Madeline, asking, Daddy is tomorrow Saturday. And the other half was my dad leaving when I was 3 months old, because that's really what drove me to be a dad. Knowing how powerful and how much more well-adjusted the family is when dad sticks around and is present in the family, not just going, look, if you're going to go to a job every day for 14 hours a day and just pay the bills, why bother even being around for your kids? You know, that's a corporate orphan right there. And I've seen a lot of that, still do, but I saw a lot of it when I was in the corporate game. You know, oh, yeah, well, as long as I get the bills paid, the wife's okay. The wife. The wife. I mean, come on. Does your wife have a name, or is it just the wife? Anyway, getting a little bit off the beaten path, but that, not really though, that's the power of your story. You got to take your mess and turn it into a message. And if you want to be a speaker, it's not difficult to do. The only thing you need to do, it's a big deal, but the only thing you need to do is create a narrative and a really powerful message about why you're doing what you're doing. Angeline's parents left her when she was 8 years old. None of this even got flushed out until she came to Cincinnati. And then we started putting it on the whiteboard in my office. Okay, parents left at 8 years old. Where do they go? This part of China. I had a map. She actually showed me on the map where they went to. And it was amazing. So we started building this entire PowerPoint presentation. Now, she taught, obviously, her method and her system, which is super powerful, about how to create abundance and prosperity no matter where you're starting from. But bookended by this, at the beginning and the end, was her story. And man, I'll tell you, when you hear her tell her story, I kept saying, Angeline, you're not giving yourself enough credit. I mean, this is amazing. And she'd be like, really? And she had her iPhone going the whole time recording me speaking. So I was giving her presentation back to her. And I don't know her story as well as she does. I just knew enough on how to make it super powerful and emotional, because here's the thing, especially when you're speaking from stage, within the first 5 minutes, people made a decision. Am I going to buy from this person or not? Am I buying what they're selling or not? And she spoke an hour. You know what? I didn't even tell you what happened when she spoke. I sent her a text message yesterday. So I'll get to that in just a minute. You're never going to believe how much she sold from stage yesterday. So we got done in her coaching time here in Cincinnati, building this entire presentation around her story about her parents leaving her at the age of 8. And she ended up in the U.S. in New Jersey, going to college, meets the love of her life, ends up moving to Dallas, financially just crushing it, you know. And now she wants to teach everybody else how she did it. Isn't that amazing? That's an incredible story. None of that came out until she came to Cincinnati. And I'm so happy she reached out in January of 2019. Yeah, it was 8 months ago or so, right around this time after the new year. She just happened to send me an email and said, hey, I'd like to jump on the power call. Can you call me? I said, hey, how about right now? I was going to look at fireplaces, of all things. Our fireplaces was on the fritz. So I'm on my way, and I talked to her for 30 minutes and found out real quick this would be an amazing client. Like, that's what the power call is for. This would be an amazing client. And so she came on board, and part of her coaching program was coming to Cincinnati, and then the rest is history. So I sent her a text. I said, hey, how'd it go yesterday? I just sent her a quick text message. Hey, how'd you do? How'd it go? How was your presentation? She said, I sold 11 people enrolled. like 11. What was your price point? I knew, but I just wanted to see her text it back to me. I said, what was your price point? So $1,000. $1,000 times 11, quick math, $11,000 in 1 hour. $11,000 in 1 hour. You can do that. Angeline had zero experience speaking from stage. Zero. Didn't have a product until just a couple months ago. Didn't have a presentation till less than 2 months ago, till she came to Cincinnati. You can do the exact same thing. All you need is to understand what your message is. Because once you get your message tight, then everything else, you can fill in the blank. Everything else is figure outable, because right then, you put your method and your system in the middle of that, or you're teaching and, you know, you're putting the steps of whatever it is. It doesn't matter if you're teaching how to build a house or you're teaching how to be a speaker. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. Nobody cares about your PowerPoint. Nobody cares about all the bullets. So many people go death by PowerPoint. They go, oh, I got to put this slide. They got 120 slides. Nobody cares. What do they care most about is your story. And can they see themselves as the hero of that story? That's the secret sauce to selling anything, you know? So here's my offer to you. I mean, isn't that amazing? 11 grand in an hour to somebody who's zero experience speaking. Zero. Zero. And more frightened than a kitty in a lightning storm to get up there and speak. But she crushed it. And I'm telling you what, I could not be any more proud right now. I could not be any more proud of Angeline, because I know all the hard work that she has put into this. She has worked so hard to get to this point in a short period of time. 11 grand in an hour. Are you kidding me? Doing and sharing in it a message of what you absolutely love. So here's my offer to you. If you'd like to be the next success story, book your 30-minute call with me. Go to Launch with Sam. Book your 30-minute call. Let's figure out what your messaging is. We'll figure it out. And in that 30-minute period of time, we'll have a really good idea. And then when we start coaching, it will just start to blossom, man. And you'll catch fire. This is what I love to do. This is what I'm meant to do. This is my DNA, man. This is what I get up for. This is the purpose of my life, is to get everybody's message out there and help them understand how to monetize that message and help them believe that there's a whole tribe of people that want to buy that message as well. I'm telling you, man, I know it's possible. In fact, do you know it's possible? I mean, that's what really meant. Do you believe it's possible? Do you still even have even a little bit of that fire still burning, that seed that you think it's possible? Because if you got at least that much, we need to talk. We need to jump on a call. Go to launchwithsam.com. Angeline, you're listening to the show. You're awesome. Freaking so happy, man. I'm just beaming with so much pride right now. So much hard work you've put into it. You deserve it, all of it. And you're just getting started. Like, you're just getting started. You can be that next success story. Just believe that you can do it and understand that you've got a message. You absolutely, whether you know what that is right now, it doesn't matter. Together, you and I, we'll figure that part out. But just believe that you're put here with way more of a purpose in life than to just go to a job or just take up space or just, you know, surf social media. There are people out there who want to hear your message. I know that to be true. I didn't think it either. Look, as an ex-stuttering bankrupt dude, now who the hell would want to hear a story from me? Until they did, and until it happened. And when you see it happen, not if, but when you see it happen for you, you're going to be on fire. All right, cool. I'm fired up, baby. Can you tell? I'm fired up. Get after it. Let's talk. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.